Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? Welcome back to the most interactive post-Raw experience available, and welcome back to our second week here in our new home on Mixlr. Shoutouts to all you people who have found us here. I know it's still a bit of an adjustment period, but we know we'll get all the old people back. As I said, you are listening to the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We're going to be inviting you, the listeners, to join in all throughout the broadcast, and I'll tell you how you do that in just a moment, but first, if you enjoy the show, you should support us. Help us in a number of ways that can keep us going on the air. The number one way you could do that is by donating generously to our Patreon account. What is Patreon? It's a place where for as little as $1 a month, you can subscribe to support us and help keep the lights on so we can keep bringing you cool shows like this. The All Talk Show, The Daceman Show, and our brand new show we just debuted this week, Hot Fire Mixtape. A show where we have various music from all different types of themes that we pick different each show. This week we did Digital World, which was all music based on electronica or techno or other types of music from that type of genre. Go check that out. I'm having a lot of fun doing that one, and I can't wait to get another episode of that up. And you can't support us with financial means, though. I understand. Times are tight. We all can't spare the coins. You can support us just by joining us live every single week, live after Raw on MegaPowersRadio.com, or by subscribing to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, YouTube, wherever podcasts are found. As I said, we want to have you guys involved all throughout the night. The number one way to do that is via the chat room, which is on our Mixlr broadcast page. If you are listening to us on MegaPowersRadio.com's website or on Facebook or some other place where the player is embedded, navigate yourself to the Mixlr broadcast page. You should be able just to click somewhere on the player and it'll take you to it. And you'll see all the other cool cats we got there. Right now we got Wazili and Silent Wind of Doom. Good to have you cats back. You can also join us via Twitter. Tweet to us at Raw Post Show. And we also have the SpeakPipe widget on our website where you can record a audio question where we'll play it here on the show and we'll answer it. In the meantime, we're going to get things started with the panelists here. My name is Mike Payton, Station Director here and host of the Raw Post Show here on MegaPowersRadio.com. With me tonight, I have Steven Wago.
Hey, having a hard time getting your breath though, dude?
I was just doing my Kenny Omega impression.
Oh, gotcha. That's a pretty good Kenny Omega.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Yeah. Also with us here is the host of the year, Mr. Drew White.
White. White. Cool whip.
Thanks, Drew.
No problem.
Off to a good start here.
Of course. Why not? Super hot fire. That's what damn sure.
Silent Wind of Doom is spitting hot fire in the chat room there.
Hey, this is what this station's coming to. Super hot fire. That's what we should be doing every week from now on.
Hey, Silent Wind of Doom is bringing up a good point. You guys aren't even in the chat room. What's up with that?
I have to sign up for that. I might do it right now, actually. Actually, I will do it right now. What should my username be?
How about you fucking decide that yourself?
Yeah, and I'm a
generous co-host. All I'm saying is you guys are generous.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, host of the year, Drew White. I actually do have an account. I was just lazy.
We don't want to sit here and talk about Raw or anything. Let's debate what Drew White's Mixlr account name should be.
Probably be better than Raw. That's for damn sure.
I don't know. I actually thought Raw had a few high points.
Yeah, you did not watch all of Raw.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dude. I will not defend this episode. It was bad.
Wago doesn't have to see the whole show to know that there were a few good points. And there were good points. There were a lot of lows.
Okay, I actually only skipped out on two things because I got home earlier than planned and I got to watch them on the USA Network app.
Well, I'm very curious, all people out there, what do you give tonight's show? Do you give it a pass or do you give it a fail? Let us know in the chat room or tweet to us and we'll see what you guys think. Let me start with you guys, though. My question I always start with you is, what's the number one thing you walk away after watching this 3+ hours edition of Raw? Drew, you seem like the sour one, so where are you at?
I just feel like that I wasted 3 hours, and it's not my fault. It's just that there was a couple things I was...
something else with your time, Drew.
I could have, but, you know, I was going to be here for the show, so I had to watch Raw. I couldn't just not watch Raw and do this podcast.
That'd journalistic be... integrity. I appreciate that.
Exactly. But, you know, there were some things that, you know, I was interested into going into Raw, how that they were going to play off the Royal Rumble picture, and they really didn't do much to add to that. There was also a lot of stuff that on this Raw that I did not care about. I don't care about a Stardust and Titus O'Neil thing that in the long run, nothing will come about it. You know, the Divas Championship picture, I'm not really interested in. There's a lot of things that made me just not watch Raw as intensely as I should. It was kind of background to me. I was watching it, but from the notes that I have, I just don't have much notes to go about it. And usually when that's the case, they just didn't put up on something that really entertained me.
Right. Well, Wago, we got a sour Drew here. You seemed a little better than he did. How are you feeling after this? What's the number one thing you're coming off of the show with?
Well, I will take away from what he said with Titus O'Neil and Stardust. That was stupid. But there's so many much more positive things to take away from this show. I mean, we just watched Brock Lesnar just dismantle people. And I'm sure some people are screaming burial, but that was fucking sweet. And whilst that's high on my list, the thing that tops it is Kalisto versus Del Rio. That was just a really fun match and a really awesome result.
How much cooler was going off the air with Brock Lesnar attacking Roman Reigns like that than the two of them playing tug of war with the WWE title?
Give it a couple months. That might be to go home again. But I will say that a part of me was thinking that Brock Lesnar was going to go out there and just help Roman Reigns. I'm glad that they didn't do that. I was glad knowing that Brock Lesnar still kicks ass.
I almost thought he was going to do that too. I was like, oh, this is going to be like...
the ultimate putting Reigns over.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar respects you to the point where he wants to face you at WrestleMania.
Well, not even that. He just like picks him up and like dusts his shoulder off and like winks at him.
Fucking John Cena up in the building if he wants that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's read our first tweet that we got here. We got one coming in from Dane Quinn. Dane Quinn tweets to us at Raw Post Show. Too many stables for a weak singles division. We do have a number of stables right now. We have the Wyatt family, of course, New Day. We have Social Outcasts, League of Nations. People are talking about bringing in Bullet Club as a stable, would be adding another one to it. I feel like I'm missing somebody. I don't know. Do you guys agree, though, that they should not be pushing so many people into these big groups when they don't have enough people to fill out these single spots?
I think it's fine because you've got Social Rejects, and thinking about them, they're just there to job. You can put one out there, two, three, four. It doesn't really matter. They fulfill their role. The League of Nations, I don't even know if they're a group anymore.
The League of Nations? That's, yeah. Let's see, Barrett's injured. Rusev wasn't even there tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that's done. And then the New Day, that's fine. For the most part, Xavier Woods is a manager anyway.
And they've been a long-established team, so...
Mm-hmm. And what was the other groups? Am I missing one?
Wyatts, they're fine.
They're fine. Like, here's the thing. The Wyatts is just Bray Wyatt. The guys are there just as his full guys, and that's fine.
All right, well, with that being said, the big acquisition we all have coming in is AJ Styles, Nakamura, Gallows, and Karl Anderson. Should they be brought in as a group?
If they want to play off this buzz about the Bullet Club coming over, then sure. But that'd be something different, and they won't do it.
I think so as well. I saw that WWE acquired the Balor Club like copyright, so it'll be interesting what they do with the Bullet Club and with him going forward. But I don't know if they'll bring him up right away. I doubt that they will, but it'd be interesting to see what they would do with them. if they were to just go ahead and hotshot him, because it's been a while since someone has been put on the main stage right off the bat.
Oh, who got the last big push right away?
I don't know, but Lashley did. I'm of the opinion when it comes to AJ Styles that if you're going to bring him up to the main roster, do it now rather than put him in an NXT because he's only getting older.
Well, the thing I proposed in the Mega Maniacs like thread, you know, if you're going to bring him up right away, the best way to do that is have him be in the Rumble and have one of them win the Rumble because it establishes them as a major force already. And really, you could just sell them on the fact that they are these badass who have been dominating the international scenes for all these years. They've just never been to the WWE.
You're investing a lot in a stranger.
Exactly. Because... And that's the issue with it. It's the same with like people wanting Kevin Owens to just automatically dominate right away just and tell that story that, you know, that he originally was, that he's been wrestling just as long as John Cena. It's hard for just a common... Just a casual viewer to invest in something like that.
Do you really think AJ Styles and Nakamura are strangers? Or, like, people that can't be relied upon, though?
I don't think that that's the case. I think the issue is just, you know, will just casual viewers be invested in them?
I guarantee that whenever a new guy comes into that WWE locker room, there is a sense that they have to prove themselves. And until they've been there or had some type of seniority with their group of guys, I think they are going to be treated as strangers that might not be able to hang.
You don't think that there's those guys there, if they see a guy like Nakamura coming in, they've probably been a huge fan of that guy's work for years, and they're not stoked to have him coming in?
I'm sure there's a lot of guys that are like looking forward to him, but I'm also sure there's another portion of guys going, well, he doesn't know how to work our style. He really should go down to NXT, learn how to face the correct camera. There's always going to be those fucking douchebags.
I think the issue is, you know, they're a lot older. They might just be bringing these guys in to put over younger talents, and if that's the case, that's a big waste. It's glad to have them in a WWE whenever they do. But that's just, you're not utilizing them correctly if you're just doing it for that. These guys can be a major vocal point over the next few years. If you're not going to build stars with these younger talents like they haven't been for the past few years, granted they've done it with a couple people, but not as good as what they should have been, bring in a dominant stable to just wreck the main roster for a few years and have like young stars challenging them. I think that's a good way of doing it.
Let's take a step back here, guys, because we got really in-depth on our response to Dane Quinn's tweet here. Let's talk about what our main story from Raw tonight was. Vince McMahon comes out. Pretty much the entire WWE roster is on the stage. At first when they did this, I thought they were doing some type of tribute. And I was like, are they doing a tribute to like David Bowie or something? I had no idea why all these people were on the stage.
Stardust was.
Yeah, he was. Almost
everyone who was backstage was on there, other than Brock Lesnar, it looked like.
This basically was just setting up Roman Reigns coming out to annoy Vince McMahon enough to the point where he set up a match between Roman Reigns and the entire roster. I believe they were referring to it as one versus all, which ended up just being Roman Reigns versus 8 or 9 guys that Vince McMahon decided to have him face.
Yeah, that was
stupid. Ended up actually just being Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens.
Which is stupid.
Yeah, that was so dumb. When they come out, they have Roman Reigns in the ring, and then Vince McMahon comes out with his army of guys. But he sends in Kevin Owens, and it's pretty much just a Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns match. For a good, whatever, like 10 minutes or however long it was. Then finally towards the end, the other guys start charging in here and there. They all get taken down by one move because, of course, it's Roman fucking Reigns and he can beat down all these people no problem, even though he was been in a match for the last 10 minutes. The person who really finally beats him down, Brock Lesnar. It's been teased that he was going to be on the show and we barely even saw him until the very, very end. He comes out, decimates every other member of the roster that was there, then picks up Roman Reigns and gives him an F5.
There's something that's just, you know, when that first part of his music hits, it just makes your head just snap to the TV and you're at full attention. And
you know what's funny is that I had that as my text tone for a while.
That's awesome.
And every time I hear
KB, I snap to attention every time that went on.
And every time that I hear it, I hear Taz in my head go, "Welp, here comes the pain." And he bought the fucking pain. That was fun as hell. It's just fun watching Brock go to work. You're like, yeah, I know people are going to be crying burial, but it's just fun.
It's just, you said it's fun watching Brock go to work, and I'm just picturing, like, you sitting there watching Brock, like, put on his suit and tie and grab his briefcase and, like, get into his car and, like, going to work.
It's either that or I just imagine Wago just, like, mimicking everything Brock Lesnar does.
I don't think Brock could, like, handle a suitcase. I think it'd be too small motor functions there. He'd just break it.
Well, now we have to give Brock Lesnar the Money in the Bank. Let's see how he does it. No,
watch Brock doesn't know how to, like, open it, so he's, like, trying to, like, push the things. Like, doesn't know if he pushed the buttons. You have to, like, flick the things up, so he just breaks it in half to get inside it.
Can you imagine if you put Brock Lesnar in that Money in the Bank match? He would just grab the ladder and, like, swing in a circle with it and decapitate everybody and then put the ladder up and grab the briefcase.
Okay, just to do something different, wouldn't that be cool if they did have him go in there and just, like, end it in 5 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be cool as fuck, and I would not argue with it. I'd be like, yep.
Makes sense.
And that's the only guy they could do that with. Because if they did that with, like, Roman Reigns...
Everyone would boo the shit out of that.
Everyone would be so mad.
Yeah, the fans would resent it, but Brock's the one guy that can get away with anything. I mean, fuck, he got away with killing the streak. He is the one guy. And it's that, I think it's that UFC crossover now. It's just, he's the perfect character.
I think even if he never did, as a matter of fact, I think if he didn't do that UFC crossover, he might even be more of a force in wrestling.
And actually, there was a question that was in my head. I never brought it up, but it's something that I was thinking about. Was, did Brock Lesnar make himself in WWE, or did he make himself in UFC?
He made himself twice.
He made himself in WWE, but then he... Then he made himself again and bought a new audience. And I know he bought that new audience because he was making pay-per-view buy rates, like, bigger than what Tyson did.
Here's the thing. It's a lot like The Rock, where The Rock became a superstar with WWE, but then he also wanted to prove that he could be something else without WWE. The Rock went to Hollywood. Brock originally tried to go to football. That didn't work out so much. So then he went to MMA, and that's where he made his bucks.
Yeah. That's a fair point. That was something I was really thinking about, and something that, you know, with tonight's episode of Raw, with the way they used Lesnar, do you think they used him correctly tonight?
You know, they have a limited number of appearances with Brock, and I wonder what if there's, like, levels to what these appearances can be. Like, he has a certain number of appearances, but only do this many number of matches. He's been doing more matches at house shows lately. Like, he did one with Sheamus not too long ago. He had one with Del Rio.
Well, that last deal he was meant to have signed was meant to be, like, some fucking huge long-term deal, so... they've probably got a lot more dates locked in with them. And I think they can alter the contract at any time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they could always buy new dates at any point. But would it hurt to just have him do a match once in a while in Raw?
I wonder how much it costs for him to do a match compared to him just showing up. I wonder if there is a difference between the two.
You do one match on Raw a year, you got to make it fucking special. I don't think he can do much more than that. You've still got to make him the guy that you buy the network for.
It's got to be somebody. It's him and Undertaker. Those are the guys. Oh, yeah.
We got great young talent.
We got Angie Pie in the chat room. She's saying Brock has that Jimmy John's money.
Yeah.
Only wrestler allowed to do that, to have advertising.
Does he have any other advertisements, or is it just the Jimmy John's?
I don't think I've ever seen him with anything other than Jimmy John's.
Wasn't it Jimmy John's owner, like, that killed some fucking rare wild hippo or rhino or some shit?
Yeah. He's one of those trophy hunters everyone came down hard on.
That's actually, like, perfect guy to be sponsoring Brock Lesnar.
He's a big hunter, too, right?
Yeah, Brock's a massive hunter.
I bet Brock could go out there hunting, like, lions and not even need a gun.
God.
He could just, like, mount onto it and twist its neck.
Like a blizzard?
All right, Sable, take a picture. All right, honey, hold it up. Oh, no, all right, take a step back. All right, 3, 2, wait, I've got to focus it.
Something like that.
All right, say cheese, Brock.
Pew. Something like that. Do you feel like think Lesnar could take on, like, a zombie apocalypse and win?
I don't know, but I thought Sable was here for a moment.
It sounded like her.
No, Sable has left the building.
Aw, damn. Shoot.
So, guys, this is all said and done. Does Roman Reigns look strong?
Nope.
For a while. I was like, Roman looks pretty strong. Oh, shit, Brock looks really, 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 really strong.
And that's what Lesnar does, you know? He's the only guy you could bring in there and just demolish everyone.
One thing they did, which took me a second to realize, Roman was laughing again, like he was at WrestleMania.
He was?
Yeah.
When he was getting beaten up?
Yeah, no, after Brock walked out of the ring, the camera panned to him, and he was looking at Brock nodding and laughing. Oh. So, I guess they're going to keep that going.
Well, that's a common thing with... It's a common thing with Lesnar this year, you know. The Undertaker and him have a stare down and laughed. He laughs with Reigns, and fuck, he does it again.
Is Lesnar the man that we want to see go against whoever we have win this Royal Rumble? I mean, what makes him automatically get the pass to be the number one contender for WrestleMania?
He's Brock fucking Lesnar.
I think he is in the Royal Rumble.
They never really gave a solid answer what they're doing with that, I guess.
Michael Cole did.
Cole said something about it?
Yeah, I could have sworn he said at the end he's come in for Reigns at the Rumble. Maybe I made the last part up.
So he kind of said that.
Answers?
Well, he just destroyed like all the Royal Rumble participants, so it might be a good indicator that he's coming.
Dan Quinn tweeting to us, I can confirm that Roman Reigns was giggling after realizing Brock was back.
It's Dan Quinn verified right there, everybody.
Hashtag Dan Quinn verified. Yep. So besides that thing had happened, the other cool thing that happened on the show, well, maybe the only cool thing, we had a United States title match between Kalisto and Alberto Del Rio. This is actually a rematch from SmackDown, if you'll believe it. Really awesome match, I gotta say. These two guys have a natural chemistry, and I think this is something that they can continue on a multi-match thing that can possibly go all the way to WrestleMania if they want to do something like that. Then maybe do a triple threat or something. But for tonight, these guys had a fantastic matchup. Kalisto pulling the victory out with a victory roll, which leaves room for more matches right off the bat. I'm happy for this. I mean, perhaps Sin Cara being hurt is the best thing that could have happened to this guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you with that. This was a pleasant surprise. I didn't know this match was going to happen. But as soon as I saw how the match is being paced, I kind of in the back of my mind was like, oh, they might actually do this. And tonight was the example of how you use a roll-up. That's the correct way. You've got a strong-looking champion. You've got an underdog small guy. That's how he picks up the win. The entire match was just really fun. I'm glad that they finally had somebody like move out of the way of that stupid stomp. And yeah, really fun.
I was kind of worried that it was just going to be another just generic win with that stomp. And Kalisto moved out of the way without making that move look like stupid. But it was something shaking it up. Because I was really getting tired of that move.
Yeah, it was something that was really special, and it was kind of getting blah.
Didn't Reigns get out of the way of that stomp, too, when it was him versus Del Rio at Survivor Series?
Because
I felt like they did that, and they did the, oh, man, Del Rio hurt his knee because, you know, stomping hurts your knee, apparently. And I couldn't tell if they did that tonight, too. Because that really annoys me. If he just misses, he's just going to hurt his knee, and that's just annoying as shit.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Fuck Del Rio's knee pain, I guess?
I don't know. I'm really trying not to shit on this whole show, but I am. But I do like this match.
Oh, God, thank you, Time Cap.
I don't know what the hell Drew was rambling on about there.
I don't know either.
Fuck.
New United States champion, Kalisto. This guy was just a tag team guy for months, seemingly in the background doing absolutely nothing. I was actually surprised that they just let this guy flounder. Like, I mean, they do that with so many other guys, so I shouldn't be. But this guy was truly special. And we have not even seen the tip of the iceberg of what this guy can do. So if they can continue the new prestige that they've kind of given that United States title with him. I mean, Alberto Del Rio, I feel like maybe has done a tiny bit of damage with it. I think Kalisto can go out there and have some kick-ass matches month to month and keep that being a cool thing.
You had high aspirations for him. He was your number two pick, right, in the fantasy league?
Yes, he was.
So it's late, but it finally came around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Doing so better than John Cena is right now, that's for sure.
That's for sure. So where do you think they go with Kalisto from here? How long do you think he holds that title?
Maybe to WrestleMania?
I wouldn't be surprised if he drops it and picks it back up at Mania.
Mm. It's really random for them to just throw the belt on Kalisto, because I never thought he would have won that title before he won the tag team title. But I'm happy for him because he's a good talent, and if they're going to push him to be the next Rey Mysterio, might as well give him a roll-up win to start it all out. So
I do feel like this was probably a knee-jerk decision. Probably just like, let's just do this to shake things up.
Well, I actually think they've got plans for Del Rio, and I don't think they want the title on him for those plans.
Could be another thing.
Title?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to fight for the title, but I could see him going up against maybe a celebrity this year, or maybe they got something planned for him. I don't know, but a lot of times they'll take a title off a guy before Mania if they've got something planned for them, just to not hold up that title.
Well, I really hope he doesn't win the Rumble. It just got silent after that.
Yeah, that's a terrible thought to think of. I like Del Rio, and I don't want to hear that. Tony isn't here, and he just had a shit.
Tony just like got a shot pain in his head.
Del Rio.
Oh no, we just had Sheamus and Del Rio. 2016's been terrible.
My Del Rio senses are tingling.
What the hell else happened on Raw tonight? We had a highlight reel with Chris Jericho and his guest The New Day, which was just to set up a 6-man tag with New Day and the Usos. It wasn't even a 6-man tag.
It was a tag match with Jericho in the one corner and Xavier Woods in the other. It was like,
it was fucking stupid.
Why couldn't have you just all had pre-match promos and just did it?
Yeah, I really wish they would only do these like wrestling segments when there was something special to be done. Mm-hmm. And not just, all right, well, let's set up a Raw match. At least set up a pay-per-view match or make some type of announcement or someone you actually want to have out there for exposure for some reason. Not just to have basically Teddy Long come out and say, yeah, tag match player, holla holla.
Holla holla. You know what? I actually was enjoying the highlight reel until Rudy Tootie Booty started, and then it fell off.
Wasn't that like the beginning?
That was like towards the middle. It was right before the Usos came out. And then when the Usos came out and started talking, I was just like, and it fell off again. So
I enjoyed the New Day tonight. I thought they were back on track.
Yeah, they were fine up until the Rudy Tootie Booty part.
That was right at the start. I don't know what you're talking about, but
yeah, that was like the third thing that was said.
But when they were walking down the ramp, I was fine with. Like, I mean, it was interesting up until that point.
Go on.
Oh, and another complaint I have with this. No one gives a shit about your small-ass TV in the background. Okay?
How rude.
If you're going to tell the people to look at that small-ass screen, you're a fucking douche. There's a big-ass Titantron right there. Tell them to look at that. Continue.
Fucking hell!
Did any of you catch the Usos cracking up while the New Day was cutting a promo on them? That was funny as fuck. I enjoyed that. The segment was somewhat necessary. I enjoyed the New Day in it, but they could have accomplished everything they did on the way to the ring.
So the highlight reel was unnecessary.
Unnecessary highlight reel.
And Jericho looked awful. He sounded like he was just blurting out lines to stay hip with the kids. It was weird.
The fucking scarf was throwing me off. I hate when he goes to hipster Jericho, because he can't be the same character every week.
What the hell was that thing he was wearing? Like, at first I thought he was just wearing a tie. Without a shirt, dude, it's like, he's going to be one of these douchebags that wears the tie without a shirt on.
I was hoping he'd broken out of midlife crisis Jericho, but clearly he hasn't.
No.
No, evidently he's, like, gone back to community college.
He's picking up that degree he never got a chance to get.
He's not even, like, actually going for a degree. He's just kind of taking classes so he can hang out on campus. Hang out in the rec room and
lean against walls and smoke cigarettes.
Play cigarettes and play his acoustic guitar.
You could do that at community college.
Yeah.
Community college I went to, no.
What?
No one ever actually stayed. They just went to their class and left. But that's Indiana.
Yes. This is Winnipeg.
Yeah, idiot.
We had Wyatt family went against the social outcast in what I guess was supposed to be some kind of over-the-top battle royal. I had no idea what the hell was going
okay,
on.
Okay, I'll explain it. So it was just a four-way tag match or just eight-man tag match. And no one even won. Just Ryback interfered and it just ended as soon as that. So I don't know if it was a no contest or if it was a DQ because Ryback attacked the Wyatt family. But
and somewhere in between this, they forgot that Big Show was in the feud.
Yep, pretty much. I don't even know where the Big Show was tonight. He didn't come out there at all.
I don't remember seeing him on the stage at the beginning of the show either, but it wasn't like I was looking for him.
So did Ryback join the Social Outcast? Because I kind of hope so.
I'm kind of hoping he's joined as the new leader.
That would be amazing. Like no one will want the team of Ryback to join the face the Wyatt family. So he has to.
He is kind of a social outcast. I mean, he's got the big goofy ears. You can't take him to fast food restaurants.
Oh, what about if he like made him like he decided he's joining, but they didn't want him in? That'd be funny as hell.
But it's like, oh yeah, Ryback, it's good to have you here with us.
It's the big dumb jock that comes around and acts all buddy-buddy and really annoys them, but they won't say anything because he can kick their ass. It'd be fucking great. Book it!
It won't happen because it's too fun. Why did he give a shit about the social outcasts?
Because they knew he'd help him.
He got beaten up by the Wyatts at some point, so he's like, yo, Wyatts, fuck you, buddy.
And the social outcast like, yeah, fuck you too.
I feel like everybody's been beat up by the Wyatt family lately.
The Wyatt family have no fucks to give. Not even one.
I thought they were going to beat up Vince McMahon in the first segment of the show where like they just randomly cut out the lights while Vince was in the ring.
You know what? I actually enjoyed the opening segment up until Roman Reigns started talking. But, you know, that was actually very interesting.
Interesting?
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
That's actually a cool idea to do for Bray, though. If you ever want to make him a little more unhinged and evolve his character for a title push, have him just fuck up Vince. Just saying. Be pretty sweet.
Well, I don't know. You can't even shove Vince down without hurting his neck.
You know, the one complaint I have about that Ryback Wyatt family fiasco is...
One? You have one?
I have one couple. I have a few, but the big complaint, really, is it just makes the Bray... The Wyatt family look. It makes them look weak, and they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be afraid to face the social outcasts and Ryback. I know they.
If you see Bray Wyatt's demeanor after he was leaving, he was laughing about it. It's like, oh, you caught us, but we'll fuck you up later.
I get that, but I don't know. I just don't like when they just like run away from. The fucking social out from Adam Rose, really. They could run away from everyone else.
That was kind of weird. Seeing the Wyatt family backing up and seeing, of all people, like Adam Rose and Bo Dallas standing victorious in the ring.
Hey, so is this the first time on WWE television, maybe not NXT, that Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt have been on opposing sides of the ring?
I'm assuming so. I don't remember that.
No, I feel like there was like a. A SmackDown match before Survivor Series or something that they did that.
Okay, because I don't like ever remember it happening before. It's one of the few, though.
It was nothing significant. I mean, not that this was significant either. But it's definitely not something they've ever had any type of exposure to, really. As far as I know.
I was actually a little disappointed that they didn't get to go and do anything in there. Even if it was just a little beat down, it would have been fun.
They're saving it. They have to do something with them eventually.
And you gotta do Bo's positive demeanor against Bray Wyatt's negativity.
Of course!
Amen.
We had a Divas matchup. Well, we almost had a Divas matchup between Charlotte and Brie. Charlotte is on her way out doing her extended ring entrance, but Becky Lynch attacks her while she's doing her little acrobatics. And before the match even starts, Ric Flair takes the mic. He's like, no, this match ain't happening. That Becky Lynch, that dastardly Becky Lynch, she attacked Charlotte, and Charlotte can't fight now. So the match was called off. So Brie Bella and Alicia Fox came out for nothing, and this whole thing was for nothing. Cool.
Yeah. Well, what was good about this, I work a lot of Mondays now, so I have to skip parts that I skip. Choose parts that I skip. And I skipped this one. Well, they had a recap afterwards, so I learned everything in 15 seconds. So that shows you the quality of this fucking feud.
You made the best choice possible, so good for you.
Silent with the Doom in the chat room is saying, three matches without finish. I feel like, is that counting the main event? Because the main event technically didn't have a finish either.
I think so. Well, was there a fourth one that we're not thinking of?
I'm forgetting a match or two that I had right here, but they don't matter.
All I just remember is Titus O'Neil and Stardust had a match, and Stardust attacked afterwards. So, oh, but one good thing about that was Titus O'Neil like had some kid on like the apron, like dancing with him, and that kid did not give a fuck. And that might be my high point of the night, because that kid just like no sold the hell out of that. Even he didn't want to be with Titus O'Neil.
Actually, the other thing that I skipped on the show. There was only two things: the Divas and Titus O'Neil.
That might be worth going back to check out because it's so fucking amazing.
Stardust did have the David Bowie face paint on at that point, right?
Mm-hmm. He did.
You just agree? I don't think you know Wago.
I saw something on Twitter where he posted about that. That was a one night only thing.
Shut up, Drew.
I did.
Silent with the Doom is saying that kid was all decked out in Cena gear because he probably was supposed to meet Cena for Make-A-Wish. But instead he got Titus.
Oh, I feel bad for that kid, Al. That was the case. Like, he could have dragged anyone else. He could have, like, gave him Roman Reigns, who was a very good old second. If he couldn't get Cena...
But he gave him Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. You gave him fucking Titus O'Neil.
Okay, no, this is the worst part about it. You didn't just give the kid Titus O'Neil. You did it in public.
Unless the kid doesn't have a father figure in his life, then there's no reason to want Titus O'Neil.
It's like, here's your plate of shit, but now I'm going to smear it in your face.
Ew. Yeah, pretty... That's disgusting.
Yeah, that was gross.
So that sums up what I think about Titus O'Neil.
And it's a fair one, I guess.
Well, okay. I think that's going to wrap up the main talk about Raw. Let's do our good, bad, and uglies. Then we're going to talk about what we thought the best part of the show, the worst part of the show was, and the most god-awful must-avoid part was. If you have a good, bad, and ugly, drop it in the chat room. Tweet to us real quick. We'll get it right out of the show. We'll get ours on first, though. Yes, it is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Fellas, let's start off with you. Drew, what is your GBU?
My high G for the night will be... It's going to be at the very beginning of the show. Vince McMahon's music is playing. He comes out, and, you know, Vince and Stephanie are dancing to his music. And in the background, the New Day are dancing as well. And it was the most incredible thing ever that I never thought I'd be able to see them dance to Vince's theme. And now I have. And it was awesome. And it made me laugh. So that's going to be...
That's probably the best moment they had with that since when they were in the ring when Seth Rollins was coming out. And they were all like playing air guitar and air drums to his music.
Yes, exactly. That was amazing. So that's going to be my good for tonight. My bad... it might just be the Divas thing in general because I really didn't care at all about this. And my ugly, it's gonna be Titus O'Neil, and you know, as good as that kid was for no selling that, Titus O'Neil and Stardust, it was a fucking waste.
Wago, what's your good, bad, and ugly? Wago.
Does tend to help when I speak with the microphone unmuted. But my good is gonna go to Kalisto capturing the WWE United States Championship. Fun night, fun match. I'm happy with it. As far as my bad goes, I'm going to have to give it to the highlight reel segment. Really unnecessary. And ugly. Come on. Sheamus, like, juiced really well. He was bleeding really well, and you couldn't put it on camera. Fuck you.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I didn't even notice it. I know I saw...
Oh, you didn't? He fucking bled majorly during the Dean Ambrose scuffle.
Really? I forgot that was a match. Was that... Wait, did that match in a no contest? Oh, was that in a double count out?
Yeah, they both just went to the outside. Dean Ambrose kicked the shit out of him. Sheamus is bleeding everywhere, and then Kevin Owens just kicked the fuck out of Ambrose.
So there are four matches that didn't have an actual inning tonight.
Okay, I'm going to give that my ugly.
Ain't that a kick in the head? We got one in the chat room here. Sell it went to Doom, sending in, good. Picturing that while the medics check on Dean and hold Kevin Owens back, Sheamus is bleeding to death in a corner somewhere. So he's bringing that up too. Bad. Why did Flair call flappy-haired ref fat? What?
He did.
I don't know what he's talking about. I think when he called someone fatty, he was talking to somebody in the audience. That would be my guess.
Oh, that's rude.
That is indeed. Ugly. All the no finishes, so they're agreeing with you there. Mine. I am going to say the good Kalisto winning the United States Championship. Very awesome feel-good moment for the underdog, getting a moment that a lot of people didn't think he was going to get, especially considering how he's been the last year, just completely nowhere to be seen. The bad I'm going to give to that highlight reel with the New Day. Pointless, and I usually like these talk show segments, but when they've really watered them down to mean absolutely nothing, especially Jericho's, who is someone I used to like so much, and with the way he's wearing these stupid outfits, and one thing after another is disappointing me with him, so that's going into the bad. And the ugly, Charlotte's eyebrows. Woof. They're not looking good tonight. They looked like they were, I don't know, put on what, chalk? So before we go into the games of the night, guys, there's actually one thing that happened with Raw tonight that we didn't talk about. We got our first 2016 Hall of Fame inductee announced. It actually was announced before Raw on the WWE app. That's going to be Sting. Yeah, who would have thought? You know, I figured if they were going to do a celebrity musician induction, they would have did Lemmy, considering he just died and all the great music that he did. But they went with Sting. I like Sting. The Police is cool. But, oh, it's not who they meant, is it?
That's funny because the similar things.
All right, well... Yeah, Sting, the man called Sting, the icon Sting, the crow Sting, whatever you know him as, longtime veteran from NWA, WCW, had a really short recent run with WWE, finally getting his rightful place into the WWE Hall of Fame. First inductee going in. Fellas, you happy for him?
I'm happy for him. Anything that wipes the fucking stench off the TNA Hall of Fame.
Dude, what do they even get for the TNA Hall of Fame? They don't get rings. Don't they get, like, a plaque? Or maybe a watch?
I know, I probably engraved one of things remembered.
Does this mean the end for Sting as an in-ring performer?
Nah, not necessarily. I mean, he could even go back on the indies and earn a book if WWE don't want to give him any more matches. So, yeah.
Silent when the Doom is asking, are we going to start talking college championships? I don't think that's a word.
Nah. This isn't the all talk show or Sports Talk Weekly.
Yeah, I don't think we would be talking about the college championships on that show either.
Yeah, that was a mess up.
No, but we are going to start doing the games that we do here.
Woo!
I don't know if you just haven't listened in a while, Silent the Doom, but we have been finishing these shows off by playing a series of games. And the loser of these games has to do the plugs at the end of the show in some type of funny style. And we often invite you in the chat room to give suggestions on how you want to hear that loser of it do the plugs at the end there. So if you have some and you want to throw them out there, start throwing them out there now so we have enough time to see them and consider them. First, though, before that actually gets chosen, we do have to find out who that person's going to be. And to do that, we have to play the games. And I have quite a few in store for you guys. So the first one we're going to do, we are going to play a game of Tap Out. You guys know how Tap Out works, but if you haven't listened to the show when we've done Tap Out before. I'm going to give a topic, and the hosts here are going to go back and forth, naming examples of that topic until they have run out of examples. So, for instance, if I said the topic is wrestlers with horns on their head, they could say El Torito, and they could say Psychosis.
I'm glad you didn't pick that one, because I totally would have fucking figured out some kind of...
I got, like, one more after that.
What's that?
Liger.
Jushin Thunder Liger, yeah, that's a very good one. So, Drew, you are our champion from last week, so you are going to get your first picks on these games. So, our tap-out topic this week is bands that have performed wrestling themes. Drew, go.
Oh, fuck. I don't even know why I'm calling this. Oh, fuck. I don't even know. I can't even know. I don't even know the name of kind of people with cult of personality. I'm drawing a blank so fucking hard.
All right. Well, Wago, can you name one?
How about the fucking guy that just died, Motorhead, you dumb fuck?
I don't know why. I was just drawing a blank so hard. I can't
Saliva?
Yeah, Saliva. Well, Saliva fucking sucks, so, you know, I don't care that much about that one.
I like Saliva.
All right. Survivor. Well, Wago, off to a big start here with an easy win for Tap Out. Tap Out worth 3 points for Wago. So Wago getting a big jump here at the start, but Drew, you still have plenty of opportunity to come back here and still win this week. So don't feel like you're completely out of the running here just yet. All right. So the next game we're going to play is In Other Words. So the way In Other Words works is I'm going to give you a phrase or a word or something that is a collection of words, and you have to figure out what the... I have to figure out a better way of explaining this. It's basically you're finding synonyms of what that word is into what it is. So, for example, let me pull one that we did last week. Last week we did Grapple Empire was Wrestle Kingdom. So you guys understand where we're going with this, right?
Yep.
All right. So, Drew, again, you are champion from last week, so you get first try at this one. Tell me what, in other words, is prick.
It's not Patrick, I know that, but give me a second. I'll pass on this one.
It's not a pass. You have to...
Oh, I thought we could pass these.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you could pass. Way go.
This one should be so fucking obvious too, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I would say so.
I'm gonna have to pass. Drew, you do it again.
Drew, I'll give you one more chance, because I'm gonna tell you the way I'm gonna score In Other Words now is if you get the answer correct, you get 2 points.
Is it Sting?
It's Sting.
Ah, yeah.
Damn, I was just guessing on that one.
Yeah, good job. All right, Wago, we're going to come around to you now. In other words, what is Civil Vagabonds?
Vote villains? Damn. I don't know.
Drew, Civil Vagabonds.
I bet if Tony was here, he'd get this right, but I'm going to pass on this one.
All right, Civil Vagabonds is... Social outcasts.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna get that.
All right, Drew, we come back to you for this one. In other words, what is Cavalry of Catastrophe? Cavalry of Catastrophe.
Cavalry.
Cavalry of Catastrophe.
Yeah, I'm a pass, but I think of the first half. I don't know the second half.
Wago, Cavalry of Catastrophe.
Fuck.
All right, no one getting Cavalry of Catastrophe. Legion of Doom.
Yeah, fuck. I wasn't getting a Legion of Doom. I was thinking of an army of something.
All right, we're going with another old school one here, Wago. So let's see if you can get this one. In other words, what is Dead of Night Music Makers? Dead of Night Music Makers.
Midnight Rockers?
Yeah, Midnight Rockers. All right, Wago, getting back on the board there with that one. Drew, in other words, what is Horny Barbarian?
I'm going to have to pass. I don't know. I hope it's Val Venus, though.
Wago, in other words, Horny Barbarian.
I fucking know this one. Horny Barbarian.
Horny Barbarian.
Horny in, like, the Randy sense, or horny in, like, yeah. Horns?
Yeah. Horny, it says in that. Oh, you're going to kick yourself, Wago. I thought you were going to get it there.
It's going to be Randy Couture.
Horny what? Barbarian. Randy Savage.
I thought Randy Savage was an answer we already had before, so I didn't think it was going to be that again.
We did Macho Man.
Oh, okay.
I never did Randy Savage. Even if we did, I might do it again. Huh? Don't think I might not do that.
Okay.
All right, so no points on that one there. We got a last one that's going to be a free-for-all. So I'm going to throw this one out there, and whoever answers it can get the points for it. All right? So feel free to shout out if you know. In other words, guys, what is General Cat? General Cat. I'll give you guys a hint. Ground control to General Cat. Wow, come on, guys. Major Tom. General Cat, Major Tom.
Yeah, Wigga, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you're the British guy. You should know this shit.
I suck at this game. Tony's the only one that's good at this game.
Apparently so. Jesus Christ, guys.
Yeah, I got one, right?
Yeah, you keep fucking making us do it anyway.
I've continued my streak of getting it right.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad for Drew, at least. Actually, Wago's still winning. So, Drew, you're...
Shit!
We have one more game, though. We're going to play a game of the Gooker or the Egg. The Gooker or the Egg is probably the simplest game we have. Essentially, I'm going to give you two events, and you're going to tell me which came first, the Gooker or the Egg, or which of those two events came first. Okay, so let me just make a new column for Gooker or the Egg. All right, fellas, I'm going to give you the, remember the way this works is I'm going to give you the two examples, and I'm going to ask both of you which one you think it is. So you both can say the same answer, you both can disagree, and we're going to see who's right. Whoever is right gains a point, whoever is wrong doesn't lose a point or anything. So basically, you just gain a point if you're correct. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fellas, the Gooker or the Egg, which happened first? The debut of Sting, excuse me, the debut of Crow Sting, specifically, when Sting came with the crow paint, or Shawn Michaels loses his smile and relinquishes the WWE heavyweight title? Which happened first? Drew?
I'm trying to think. This has to be around 1997. I'm going to go with Shawn Michaels loses his smile first.
Wago, which happened first?
I'm going to go the opposite route.
The debut of Crow Sting happened on October 21st, 1996. Shawn Michaels didn't lose his smile until a few months later in February of 1997. Mm.
I was thinking the other way around. I was thinking the Crow Sting was 1997. Shit.
No, no. It's fine, though. You were quite a young'un when that happened.
Yeah, I was like 1 year old, so.
So we're going to take it back a few years further back, actually. So, Gooker or the Egg, guys. Which happened first? The birth of Sasha Banks or the wrestling debut of Triple H? And that doesn't just mean him as Triple H. I mean the man, Paul Levesque. His wrestling debut. Which happened first. Drew?
I'm going to go with Triple H's debut was first.
Wago, which happened first?
Oh, this is a toughie, because Triple H is a guy that was fucking training with Killer Kowalski. I'm going to have to go Triple H's wrestling debut. I hope not.
Triple H debuted March 12th of 1992. Couple months after the birth of Sasha Banks in January 26th.
That was a close one.
It was a very, very close one. All right. So, which happened first, guys? Gooker or the Egg? The first episode of WCW Thunder or the wrestling debut of R-Truth? And again, not R- as R-Truth, but the man R-Truth making his main stage wrestling debut.
Who's entering first?
Let's go with you, Wago.
R-Truth wrestling happened before Thunder.
Drew?
I want to disagree with Wago because I need points, but I might agree with him on this one. So R-Truth was first.
You are both correct. R-Truth debuted in March of 1997. The first episode of Thunder was in January of 1998. Gooker or the Egg, which happened first, guys? NWA separates its ties from TNA Wrestling, or Vince McMahon blows up inside his limo? Drew.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember when Chris Benoit died, because that was around the time of the blowing up thing. So I'm gonna.
Wow! I just realized how close these two events are. Jesus.
I'm gonna go with. I think I'm gonna go with the car blowing up. So Vince McMahon.
Wago.
Trying to think, because they were using the NWA Championship still by the time Kurt Angle was in WWE. I'm going to go with the car blowing up.
Well, unfortunately, guys, there's two events are separated by less than a month.
Fuck.
But you guys chose the wrong one.
Shitty.
NWA announced their separation from TNA May 13th of 2007, Vince McMahon blew up inside his limo June 11th.
I didn't realize it was that close.
Very, very close. But I'll tell you this next one, even closer.
Fuck. Damn it, I might as well just
guess. What is this?
I'll be shocked. I mean, this one's probably just going to be a 50-50 for you guys. But I had to put this one together. Gooker or the Egg, guys, which happened first? Mr. Fuji and Professor Tanaka win the WWE Tag Team titles for the first time, or David Bowie releases the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust?
Fuji first.
And you said this was like even closer than the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Just go the opposite of me.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with the Bowie was first.
All right, well, that's going to go to Drew. David Bowie's release of that album was on June 16th. Mr. Fuji and Professor Tanaka won those tag titles June 27th of the year 1972. So none of us, I'm pretty sure, were alive that year.
Were you just like fishing for that one? Were you trying to make it relate to each other?
What do you mean?
I don't know. How did you know that? How much did you have to look up to find that?
I mean, I don't know any of these dates offhand, Drew. I do research for this.
I know that, but how much research did you do for that one?
I typed in a search on Google, and it took me to a Wikipedia page.
Oh,
Wikipedia. Yeah, Wikipedia. I've never heard of that before.
Let's edit the...
What's this Google you speak of?
I think you're saying it wrong. I think you pronounced it Google.
Sounds like it could be the future.
That sounds like Daniel Bryan. He doesn't know what Google is.
All right, well... I have the scores all tallied up here, guys. And the final scores are Drew White, 4 points.
Woo!
Steven Wago, 6 points.
You flaming fucker.
So fucking Drew White shitheaded losing once again.
Yeah, Drew, it was a nice 1 week little winning streak you had there.
I love it. I love it when Tony isn't here. I win things.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, we had some cool ones in the chat room there, but wait, do you have any idea what you want to make Drew do?
What suggestions do we have so far? I never thought about it.
I mean, you could have, like, been in the chat room reading it. We got Mario from the video games. We got David Bowie in Labyrinth trying to seduce an underage girl. Wesley says, do it as a horny barbarian.
Ah, that's the one I'm getting close to.
I would not do David Bowie trying to seduce a girl in Labyrinth. That would mean just half-assing it.
You know what? I want to see you fucking botch this. Tony did an amazing Mike Tyson. I bet if you do it, it'll fucking suck. Do it.
What, the Mike Tyson one?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. One beat, two beat, three beat.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, yeah, this is gonna be... Hey guys, it's me, Mike Tyson, and I'm about to tell you some very cool things that you can check out here on the Mega Powered Radio Network. If you want to check out Stephen Wago, go to StephenWago.com, or you could go to his Tumblr. You'll bite off people's ears, because that's what you do. Anyways, if you want to see Mike Payton knock someone the fuck out, you want to go to MegaPoweredRadio.com, and then Drew Wyatt. There you go. Good enough.
Fucking terrible.
I, you know, I was going to botch it. I even said I was going to.
No, yeah, Wager said you were going to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, appreciate everyone tuning in tonight for another edition of the Raw Post Show here on MegaPowersRadio.com. If you enjoyed, make sure you tune in every single week as soon as Raw goes off the air. Tune your browsers to MegaPowersRadio.com, which is a brand new website which has a player which you can listen to, the links to all the various ways that you could participate in the chat room via Twitter with SpeakPipe. All of them are listed there for you to get involved. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. It helps us climb the charts and get other people listening to the show. And for everyone who has tuned in for tonight, for Stephen Wago, for Drew White, I am Mike Payton, and we'll see y'all on the flip-flop.